We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's what I want to discuss right now is that we mentioned the Redskin Candies changing their name in Australia. Still waiting to see the Washington Redskins change their name. I don't know. It should happen now. There are a lot of people who think it should have happened a long time ago. I've always been against them changing it. But now it's at the point, well, you know what? I don't know why it took so long. It is a slur because it's so specific. I don't feel that way about some of the other names that have been changed. Like, I remember when Eastern Michigan changed their name from the Hurons to the Eagles. You had people from the Huron tribe basically saying, no, it's an honor for us. And, you know, they still didn't make a difference. Like the Kansas City Chiefs. How come nobody talks about them? It's always the Redskins. You know, and the reason is because Redskin to me is more of a racial slur because you're actually commenting on the color of someone's face. The Atlanta Braves, to me, it doesn't have, you have the tomahawk tomahawk chop, which is somewhat racist, you'd think. But, you know, to me, brave is a term of endearment. If you're one of the Braves, you're brave. You go into battle. You know, you have guts. You have things like that. I get it. Michigan high schools are feeling this. In the Huron School District, they're the Huron Chiefs. They had a city council meeting the other day. They're debating whether that longstanding name should be changed. And there are other high schools around the area. There's an article in the Free Press, is the bell tolling for Native American mascots. And in the state of Michigan, right now, we still have 8 Indians, 7 Warriors, 7 Chiefs, 6 Redskins, and 3 Big Reds, and there's also Braves, Redmen, and Mohawks. 248-539-9797. Is it just time to get rid of all this stuff? To me, you can maybe get rid of some of the logos, you know, with headdresses and things like that. I guess that's offensive to certain people. But other than, like, to me, the Braves, that's a warrior. If you don't have the, shall we say, headdress and all the accoutrements, so to speak, that go along with that. The Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, nobody's talking about them changing their name, right? The Wayne State Warrior, to me, I don't think there's anything wrong with a Warrior. Maybe just change the logo or something like that. But if you're one of these high schools, if you go to, you know, Huron High School, you've always been the Chiefs. Do you want to change the name? Do you understand why some people want to change the name? 248-539-9797. I think it's just, the Redskins, yes, you can. It's time to abolish that. I get it.
Wayne State used to be the Tartars.
Right.
Then they changed to be the Warriors. And now that's what they are too. And as you mentioned, a lot of schools change their names already. You know, the one that always sticks out to me, Stoney, is Chief Wahoo, the Cleveland Indians mascot. And it seems like they're trying to distance.
Right.
Themselves from Chief Wahoo. He's on less uniforms right now, and in fact, they go with the C now in Cleveland instead of the logo, and it's actually harder to find the stuff with Chief Wahoo on it. I don't even know if they make the stuff with Chief Wahoo on it anymore. So I understand. I mean, if that's offensive, totally get rid of it. I mean, I kind of feel it's, if enough people are offended, and then what's the harm in changing the name?
I tend to agree with you. It used to be like the way I used to feel about the Redskins and some of the other things. I couldn't understand in some of them why they were offensive, or the offensive group was not that many, you know, I don't know, Seminoles of actual Seminole descent for them to be that pissed off. But I understand, like I mentioned them in Florida State, in Florida, the Seminole tribe, they really want to keep them called the Seminoles because they think it's an honor. And I think in too much in our rush to be politically correct all the time, there are people who are, you know, descendants of particular tribes that don't want them changed. They think it is
a
term of endearment.
That's the big find out, right?
Like, yes.
Find out if people are offended. If you mention, if it's a thing of pride, if it's a thing, if you like it, then there's no reason to change it. It's got to be on a case-by-case basis. Like, go back to Chief Wahoo. That's probably run its course. The Washington Redskins, I would agree with you. It's probably run its course. In fact, I can't believe that it's taken this long to make the change. And I know Daniel Snyder is obviously fighting it tooth and nail. But if enough people are offended, then go ahead and make the switch. If not, then leave it as it is.
Right.
I think it's pretty simple.
Yeah, you do your do research and you find out, are we offending people? Now, the question is, how does this have to be? Let's just say, for lack of a better, you know, nickname, let's say the Indians, okay?
Yeah.
So you talk to, in your area, your high school per se, in that school district. All right. How many Native Indians are there, and what percentage are offended? How do you determine if you're at, you know, the Chippewas, the Hurons, even maybe, or the Chiefs? If there's 100, you know, people from, you know, Native American descent, and 80 are offended, yeah, you get rid of it. But if only 10 are offended, is that not enough to, you know, get rid of it? I don't know how you make that call. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number.
We're also living in a society, obviously, where you would think that if you think it offends anybody, you're just going to make the switch. And as far as the high schools are concerned, what's the harm if you do make the switch?
I know.
Like, what are you going to do? You're going to get a lot of people upset because, hey, I grew up a Huron and now we happen to be a Laker. Like, I wanted to shout out to you because I know you love West Bloomfield Athletics and all.
Come on, it's your alma mater.
I mean, if you feel as a school board or the people in power to make the name change, if you think it's the right thing to do, then just make the name change. I really don't think anybody's going to complain or be that upset about it. Now, with the sports teams, it's a little different. With the big colleges, it's truly different, obviously, because there's some tradition that goes there. And, yeah, I'm sure people might be offended. But with some of the high schools, I don't know if anybody's even going to be offended.
And there's a lot of money involved in the marketing of the pro teams and the college teams as well. Wally and Livonia, good morning. You're 97.1 The Ticket.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm a graduate from Eastern Michigan, and I graduated at Huron. And back when they changed their name from Huron to Eagles, Indian Chief, there was only a handful of guys that got upset. There was like four or five Indian Hurons that were complaining about it. And the chief said that if it wasn't for the colleges and high schools having their schools named after Indian tribes, that the Indian community would be totally forgotten.
That's a great point.
That is a good point.
You know, because if it wasn't for Central Michigan, would people even know what Chippewas are?
Exactly. You know, here it should be a term of endearment, you know, that you're naming your school after an Indian tribe. So it wasn't taken that way by a handful of Hurons. So
now
we're Eagles.
And maybe, thanks for the call, Wally, maybe you change the mascot's look to make it like less, you know, for lack of a better word, offensive to certain people. But do you really need to change the nickname in some of these cases? Especially as Wally mentioned, back in that day at Eastern Michigan, the Huron chief was kind of pissed. Mark, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Well, I was just going to jump in on what the gentleman just said and what you said, Stoney. I played at Eastern back in the 70s, played football. And we were proud of being a Huron, and even the Huron Nation wasn't looking for a change or asking for the change. And our argument was, if they're going to change us being Hurons, then they need to change the name of the river, the lake, and the road, because those honor the Huron Nation. And I thought what Eastern did was not a good move. So that was my take on it.
Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. Well, it's interesting. It's like the Huron School District are the ones that's possibly changing the Chiefs. They're not going to change the name of their school district, right? They're not going to be calling. If he's right, I mean, Huron
but
does.
Don't you think you
Huron Chiefs?
You got to change everything, not just the school name.
It's in New Boston, not and it's called a, and they call their place Arrowhead Stadium.
Do they really?
Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs, do they have to get rid of that? Well, Arrowhead Stadium?
Do they have to get rid of the fact when they sing the national anthem, they finish it off with the home of the Chiefs instead of the home of the Braves?
Oh, that's
still
so,
going on.
That's worse than kneeling, Jeffrey. I mean, that's disrespectful.
That's still going on.
That's disrespectful. Discussing Native American nicknames in Michigan high schools, I know the Huron High School, the Chiefs, they were having a debate whether they should change the name of the Chiefs that's been there for a long time at a board meeting the other day. And we know the Redskins is probably the most racially insensitive of them all, the Washington Redskins. But there are others that people have a problem with. Look, I think especially if the actual tribe speak up and are in favor of it, why change it? And we got a few texts here as well as phone calls. We'll get to the calls in a second. Jeff and Emmett says Chippewa name will never be changed because CMU has the blessing of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian tribe. The two bodies have a close relationship. And like I mentioned, there's another one. Florida State, like CMU, has a great relationship with the Seminole tribe. These small high schools don't. Some other people said, I don't really think Native Americans are offended, just a bunch of white woke people. This has been going on for a long time before I think the term woke was even in existence.
In 1995, wasn't St. John's the Redmen?
Yes.
And they changed it to the Red Storm.
Syracuse was the Orange Men. They changed it just to the Orange.
Yep. No, listen, I think you have to ask yourself, is the name offensive? Is the term offensive? Right. Is the term so-called racist? If you come up with the answer yes, make the change. If not, then maybe ask around and see what happens. But I got to be honest, like, if you think it should be changed, odds are it probably should be changed.
So does Notre Dame need to change from Fighting Irish? Get rid of the leprechaun. That'll never happen.
Some might say it's stereotypical, Stoney.
I know. I agree.
You got the Fighting Irish.
Yeah. Somebody says, I think Stoney has it incorrect.
I do like that leprechaun guy.
Yeah, me too, even though I hate Notre Dame. I think Stoney has it incorrect. It's less in the name Braves and Chiefs, but more of how they are depicted and mocked. Some depictions of the mascots of Indians are offensive. Yeah, I think I said that. The Brave to me means, you know, like the Atlanta Braves, I think it means, you know, like it says, brave. You're, you know, you go into battle and things like that. It's an honor. But the tomahawk, you know, chop and that stuff, I can see where that is being offensive. Let's go to the phone calls, shall we? Let's go to Jeff in Ann Arbor, your 97 on the ticket.
Good morning. I'm calling about the Eastern Michigan Huron, which has been brought up earlier. What a lot of people don't know was that at that time in the early 90s, Eastern Michigan systematically went through their trophy cases, and any trophies that had the name Huron on them were relegated to the dumpsters behind Bowen Fieldhouse. And
Is
I just
that
think
right?
that was just a terrible thing. You know, Eastern has a proud history of athletics and some Olympians and some great basketball players. Think of the Iceman that came out of there.
Iceman.
Yes.
And those trophies were in the dumpster.
That's unbelievable. That's horrible. I mean, they have they've had some great athletes. Like, that's a kid. Charlie, TJ Lang, baby. Our favorite EMU guy. Come on.
What did he ever do?
Well,
Charlie Batch.
Someone mentioned Charlie Batch. There you go. Mm-hmm. Haisley Crawford, Olympian.
Oh, you're right. But the Iceman is the greatest. Probably the greatest Eastern athlete. Right.
I got to tell you, that team of Earl Boykins and Derek Dial in 1997 that almost beat Chris. Well, they did beat Chris Collins' Duke team, did they not?
They beat a Duke team, I believe. Yes.
Yeah. They that was a kick ass team.
How about the year of the Thomas twins were on and with Marcus Kennedy? They were good, man. Ben Braun, baby, he could coach. Joe.
Then he wound up at UCLA.
Hey, morning, guys.
Oh, Cal.
Telling the screener that, you know, I'm part Native American. I'm 25% Native American. I come from my mother's half French, half Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm multi-race. My dad's half Greek, half Sicilian. You know, a lot of people don't really know I'm Native American until I say something. Sorry, let me get off here. But like, I've never been offended by those logos. In fact, I've always embraced it. But like I was telling the screener, you know, I grew up in Sault Ste. Marie, which is pretty much like half Native American community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my family, a lot of, you know, my cousins, my family, I mean, we've never found it offensive. I've always liked it. I've always kind of actually adopted the Redskins and the Chiefs because the Lions suck all the time and rooted them on just because of the logos. But, you know, I think, you know, when you look at it, guys, and like what you guys said earlier in the segment, you know, it's just how many Native Americans are offended. And it's just going to be subjective, I think, in the end. You know, and, you know, the high schools up north, you have, you know, our big rival in football was Newberry, and they still go by the Indians. You got the Sheboygan Chiefs. You have the Petoskey Northmen, and their logo is a Native American, you know, bust and all that. So, you know, I just think it's subjective to, you know, there's different cultures in different parts of the country. So, you know, I just kind of leave it at that. Fun fact, I think Rob Rubick's from Newberry, guys.
Okay.
You guys know Rob?
Yes, yeah. I do.
He's an Eastern guy.
I believe he is from Newberry, Michigan.
He's a terrific terrific guy and a great broadcaster as well. Thanks for the call. We appreciate
Charlie Batch.
Yes, Charlie. Now, look, I don't think in today's society if Daniel Snyder said, look, I didn't want to do this, but it's the right thing to do. We're changing the name. They'll no longer be called the Redskins. I don't think they'd be a huge backlash at all. The other names are different, though, because they don't – I mean, people always say to me, well, you accept the Redskins. What if they called a team the Philadelphia – with a derogatory word for a Jew that starts with the letter K?
Yes.
I said, well, that's different in my mind as opposed to calling them the Philadelphia Jews. I wouldn't care if they did that. But you don't want to call – you know, if it's a derogatory term, like Redskins or – can be derogatory.
Well, yeah,
Injuns. You don't have anybody call them. Yeah, the Green Bay Injuns, which is.
I think it also comes down to the mascot too.
Yes.
You know, if the depiction of the mascot is derogatory, if it's offensive, then you got to change the mascot. Going back to Chief Wahoo, as far as the Philadelphia Jews, Stoney, as you put, if there would be such a name, I would be all for that. I'd be all for that.
I'm sure you would. We could, in a different era, we could talk about like the logo and what it would look like, but we're not going to do that. Keith in Detroit, you're a 97 won the ticket.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Keith.
Hey, Keith. I'm all right. Well, it sounds like you guys have touched on some of the things I was talking about, but my thing is this, regardless of the proximity to where you live, if you're in your mind's eye, if you know something is wrong, just because no group in that particular area is in there. Like, if I'll give an example to the screener. Like, if you're in the UP and there's a school that has no black people in it at all, no area, you decide to use the term of something that's derogatory towards black people with a logo, regardless of knowing black in that community actually is there, you know it's wrong. You don't do it.
Correct.
And I know things are subjective, but again, I mean, and again, with your heritage, it depends on where it is. If there's a school in Germany that decides to go ahead and name, you know, something derogatory against your people, it's going to blow up. It's about, yeah, you know, what means to you. But if you know it's wrong, you don't do it.
Exactly. The question, though, Keith, is who determines what is wrong? Like Redskins, I could see as being wrong, okay? Because it's the distinguish of a facial color. Is Chiefs without, you know, maybe the head, without the logo, is that wrong? Warriors, Braves. That's the thing about it.
It's like you guys have to look at it like this in this situation. The Native Americans in this country are conquered people.
Yes.
A lot of the words that were used, like you were saying, like I went to Eastern. I got up there at Eastern where there was no logo. There was no nickname at the time. They were still trying to decide what they're going to do. But if you are a conquered people, you have no say-so in regards to what get named.
True.
So you guys were talking about Huron before. If you want to honor that particular tribe or culture, figure out what they name the river and then use that name to name the river. You get what I'm saying? It's like,
it's
one of those things that the ball has already started. The ball is placed in a particular point right now that it is what it is. Now you as a culture have to go back and look to see, okay, guys, we did some stuff that was wrong. We need to fix it as best we can. And black people have the NAACP. Even within that term, it's antiquated because we no longer associate with being colored people.
Right.
Right? But that term is not going to change because it has a history to it in regards to what it means. Native Americans didn't even have that type of situation for them because they were busted down to like 125,000 nationwide. So it took them a long time to get to where they are right now. The gentleman you had on before that's actually from living in that area in regards to how he looks at it in his community, that's how they look at it up there. But we would have to listen to an entire organization of people to say, okay, this is what we don't want. Like the Seminoles, I think they had a good idea. They reached out to that community down in Florida State,
right.
And they have a relationship. Same with the Chippewas. But brave is a term that a conquering people was placed on them because they called those people brave. That's not what they call themselves. Chiefs can be used. I mean, you can be an African chief or a chief of something else.
Correct.
They use the face of a
right.
of a Native American for that. So those are the things that are kind of offensive nicknames, so to speak. You guys talked about the Fighting Irish. Wasn't Notre Dame founded by Irish?
Yeah, probably.
So then they could actually name that after themselves, but there's no Native American that has founded a team that says, hey, we're going to call ourselves this. That's the point you have to look at from the standpoint of they had no control over any of that, and everything was projected on it. They grew up in an area or a society that said this is what it is, that you got to deal with it because it ain't changing, because they didn't have the power or voice to actually make that change.
You make a great point, Keith. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.